y'all. It's Tanisha, founder and executive director of Engage Voters, and you are listening to Engage Voters, the podcast. This is season two, y'all. We are back. And of course, we try to increase the number of young Black voters, and we do everything by the culture and for the culture. So this season's title is Voting for the Culture. And so what we already knew, but what we really have even found to be more evident is that Black people are not the same. And it's different components of the Black community. And so for this season, we're going to tap into all the different components of the Black community. And we are starting with the hood. Yes, I said the hood. Yes, the hood is a part of the Black community. And yes, it may have some negative connotations with it. But also the hood is cultural, is vibrant, and it adds a lot to our culture. So the title of this episode is From the Hood to the Polls, and I have none other than my lovely family members. We call them the boys in the hood. So before we kick off the conversation, y'all can introduce yourselves. Y'all can say y'all name, y'all Instagram name, what you do, just your name, whatever you want people to know you by or know about you. Y'all go around, say y'all name, and then we're going to hop into the conversation.
Right. Well, I'm D.A., know what I'm saying? Instagram, One Life to Live. Work for the city of Houston. I'm out the way. Just trying to maintain as I live, you know.
I'm Titus, you know. I'm kind of the late one today, but I got here.
It was very late.
Tanisha, younger brother. But
slash big brother.
Yeah, you know, little big brother. But Titus the Great _ but you know, yeah.
And man, I'm Frank T, man. I'm the big cousin of Tanisha, man. You know, the favorite cousin at that.
Period.
Yeah, we had that there, yeah. Well, yeah, Instagram is 4K_ Frank T, man. Y'all get at me. You know, yeah, let's do it.
They are Instagram famous, y'all.
I'm out the way.
So tonight, we have a lot that we can discuss. First and foremost, this is not a formal discussion. Like, yes, it's voting, but I try to tell people, like, voting cool, voting chill. Voting is serious, but it's cool. So we got the vibes here, you know. We got the snacks. We got the vibes, you know, just answer to whatever the questions is. The conversation gonna roll as it should. But before we dive into that, let me ask, where did Boys in the Hood come from? We know it's a movie, why do...
Hold on, shout out Betty Boo.
Betty Boo, man.
My favorite Amy. Yeah, she gave us that name.
She did.
Basically on some, you know, we feel like it was her getaway, you know what I'm saying? And it was around the time she was going through something serious at the time, you know. But, you know, everything, when it all came down to it, she was like, hey, man, take me to Boys in the Hood, you know, because, you know, we got it. We're going to take care of Amy, man, you know.
Period.
What I'm saying? I feel like that's where it came from mostly.
Yeah. It fits so perfect.
Then again,
the boys to her, the family. We down the street in the hood.
We the boys in the hood. And that's it. Now everybody be like, where y'all at? Y'all going to Boys in the Hood? Y'all heard from Boys in the Hood? Y'all at Boys in the Hood? Period. So everybody know it. So that's where Boys in the Hood comes from. They, you know, they just the boys in the hood, but they cool
boys
people.
In the hood, that's us.
Period. So when I say my cousins, the ones boys in the hood, y'all know. But okay, so let me ask y'all this. Do you vote? Yes or no, and why or why not? There is no right or wrong answer. I really just, because everybody, like, they always ask, first of all, they always ask why young people ain't voting, or why young Black people ain't voting, or why the people from the hood ain't voting. And I'm like, have you ever asked them? And do you know how to respond to them when they give you their real answers? So y'all can each take the question.
Right.
Do you vote? Yes or no? And why or why not?
I mean, me personally, I haven't voted in the past few years, you know, no offense to no one.
It's cool.
But it's just, I haven't been keeping up. That's the only thing I can say. That's the best answer. And, you know, I'm not just going to jump into something and act like I know what's going on just to pretend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To go with the flow. I'd rather have a full understanding and make sure I'm 100% strong and just confident in my answer, what I'm doing, you know. So Other than that, I'd rather just play the back end, you know, until other things reveal itself.
We going to tap into that a little bit.
Go ahead. All right. I mean, I vote, I guess, for the president, but so I don't really count that because they don't really, that's nothing. You know, I feel like I ain't vote for the person I wanted to vote for. But that's another story. We'll get to that.
Because who you want to vote for?
Kanye.
Oh, my.
Kanye 2024. Oh. I was going to write his name. I'm going to go with Uncle Trump, though. I'm going to go with Uncle Trump, too. We gonna tap into that. Yeah. But now, I really don't vote, but I'm going to get into that. I feel like the reason black people, we really don't keep up with it, but we also think it's about the president, even though that's not the main thing, but that's what they put in our face. So it's right. Like, mm-hmm. We always, it don't matter. It ain't, like, we think it don't mean anything because the president really just the face of it. But right. All the time, we supposed to be voting for, like, our congressmen, our mayors, and, like, the small votes. When them pop up, we got to get in tune with them. And to tap in what he said, well, you said we could tap into it later, but we feel like we don't know exactly who to pick, too, but you really not going to know. You don't know the person personally. You're going to have probably two people that you want to just, but, I mean, just go with your best girl. That's what I did. I mean, I still feel like I did wrong, too, man. That's why you got to just go with your mind, first mind, and just write it on the paper.
Okay. But,
with me, basically like the same with Titus saying, you know, I vote. I've been voting for like the last 4 or 5 years, I feel like, you know. But it's mainly for like, you know, the president, I feel like. But I know we supposed to be getting out there more, voting for, you know, like the congressmen, mayors and all that, because them the ones who do lay down the actual rules that come into the hood, you know.
Right.
The stuff that we won't happen, you know, stuff that we won't set straight and stuff. But then again, like he's saying, it's more so they only promoting the president and stuff, like, you know, the big vote, you know what I'm saying? That's the probably like the only election that we would see, pay attention to the hood, you know, on the television. It'd be all kind of election, but when that president getting, it's time to vote for that president, probably every hood in the house, and you know what I'm saying? Probably, you know, but it's mainly like, you know, we vote, but it's like, we only voting for presidents, basically, when I know it's way more serious than that.
So y'all at least know, like, it's other, because sometimes I ask these questions a lot. Sometimes people don't even really know, like, that local elections are just as important. Mm-hmm. And it is because they put the presidential elections in our face. Because, I mean, if you look at it, like, big news stations like CNN or something, they can't show Houston, Atlanta. Like, they can't show every local election on the major platforms.
Exactly.
And so then it's up to our local news, but everybody don't tap in with the local news. Mm-hmm. So I'll ask y'all this. We're going to spend a block on some of y'all responses, but, you know, where then, like, do you get your news from? Like, is it the news? Like how? What's the best way? How can we share the information about the election?
In today's time, I feel like the best way to get a message out is through the social media.
For sure.
And with the social media putting out there is what we see.
Do you follow the pages, though? You know, like...
I wouldn't just actually follow the pages, but it would be something on there that would make me not want to follow the pages.
Okay.
You know, just like, this is the stuff that I'm talking about right here.
This is why.
What is this? What does this got to do anything? But whatever.
Okay.
This is today's time, you know? It's just...
She's ready.
Yeah, man, for real.
Okay. Do y'all want to answer a little bit of that?
That's basically what it is.
So which social media? Yeah. I ask you, let's break it down, like, because people say social media, like, truly, like, how do we get this information, you know? Yeah. Because I'll throw this in there. Now, I don't follow Shade Room, y'all know, but sometimes when I want to get some quick news, I know I can go to the Shade Room. And what I've noticed is the Shade Room started doing, like, little political, like, blurbs and stuff. Like, they've been starting to do politics. So it's like, okay, somebody is requesting, like, Shade Room wouldn't post it if they knew they weren't going to get numbers on it.
I feel like, not to cut you off.
No, you good.
I feel like the Shade Room and stuff like that, the blogs, they'll tap in only because it's, like, drama involved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like they are mainly, you know, they got Trump again running for president. Yeah. You know, everybody like, oh, how is this man even able to do this? You know, that's why the blogs going, oh, yeah, we got to at least hop on that. You know,
right, right.
That's what everybody looking for right now. Answers or trying to see why and how and, you know. So I feel like that's really one of the main reasons the blogs on it.
Not really to educate, but to...
For the drama. Me, personally.
Nah, but at the same time,
I didn't think about that.
Somebody really is paying attention, though.
Right.
Because they know what they're talking about. You're right. Not just on the main topic of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're sharing the other part of the story instead of what he really standing for. Exactly.
It's somebody paying attention. Like, we are paying attention. But we
I tell people, they think we are like so lost out here. I'm like, bro, we know what's going on.
We just waiting on that right quote to strike us. Us blacks. You know, that's just, man, listen, being black, led and proved by example, people can only listen to so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It got to be action behind it on whatever it is, especially being this color.
I agree.
You know, we believe we got tough skin, man. You know, you got points to prove. Living this skin color every day, we got points to prove, not just to us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just imagine how much of a word can get spoke through and respected through this.
Yeah.
Through the screen.
Yeah.
Of a person that you never met.
Well.
Come on now.
Well.
People get motivated by,
So should the candidates, I mean, it's so much I want to unpack here, but let me try and keep us. So first, y'all vote, you don't vote, y'all vote, but y'all really still feel like y'all not voting because it's for the president only. Right, cool, right, got it. Right. Then it's like part of the reason is like, man, we don't really know. We don't really know these people.
Right.
So for y'all, is it more so of y'all don't really know the folks, or do y'all not know like how it all works, or is it a combination of both? Because sometimes I have conversations, I ask y'all this. If you was president, I always ask this, if you were elected president today, what would be the first thing you do?
You're right.
I would target, me personally, I would target the poor.
You would target the poor, so you're trying in poverty.
That's the first people I'm helping.
Okay.
It's the poor.
Titus?
Probably on the same page with him. Like, why is it homeless people and we can send billions of dollars to?
All right.
Man. I mean, what?
So, right?
Same thing. Like, what? Why is it, like, how are we able to fund other countries and stuff like this, billions of dollars, when we got billions of people that's homeless?
I agree. So, an issue that mean a lot to y'all is poverty and homelessness, which I'm not surprised, like...
Right.
Y'all know our family, y'all know our community, but the question I want to ask you is, as president, do you have the authority to do that?
Mm-mm. Well,
you have the authority.
You got the power to say yes or no by, you know, signing off on it, but I feel like the president not the actual one making that decision.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You think that?
Man, you don't even have to be the president to have authority.
Nah, but I'm saying, because here's why I'm getting at. A lot of people, young people for sure too, we go in the ballot, we go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
We like, okay, I'm finna vote for the president because I need lower gas prices.
Basically.
Then when the gas price is not lowered, you mad that the president didn't lower the gas prices, and the whole time he never was the one that could do it.
Oh, no.
So it's like, part of it is, do we really understand how this government works?
Mm-hmm.
Another part of it is, do we understand who these people are that's trying to run this government?
For sure.
So it's tough. Like, and the system is built that way for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's like, man, I'm going in to vote for the president. It's bad enough. I don't know who these people are. Then I don't know what the president really can or can't do.
Exactly.
So now we getting mad that we voted for a president that never could do what we wanted them to do. And that's when it come down to the local government. And it's like, teaching us? So that's why I ask, like, we don't go to school anymore. So how do we learn what the local government do? Like, what do we do about that?
See, that's kind of hard because they not, you know, well, they is. All right, we got a cheat code. We got two in our family.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know all kind of, you know, we know all about
the
ins and outs about this stuff like this. But for others, I feel like that's hard because they not actually... They is, all right. They kind of is. Yeah. Not that I have been, you know, with you with the voting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they have people out here, you know, promoting this. You know,
yeah.
They, you know, they actually is out here trying to put it out there, what yeah. they do. You know what I'm saying? But.
Do they come to the hood, though?
Exactly. That's the thing. That's what I feel like engaged voters. Yeah, we in here, y'all. Engaged voters, where we winning it. You know yeah. what I'm saying? You actually know how to, all right, think about the hood. You know?
Yeah.
All right, I'm finna do something that I know the hood like doing. Cool. All right, I'm finna bring everybody out.
Yeah.
Let everybody have fun. You know, yeah. But at the end of the day, I need y'all to do this right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I need you to register the vote. I need you to show me your I voted sticker.
Yeah, anything, you know what I'm saying? So,
but it make people relax and feel exactly. comfortable about voting. Like,
confident.
And confident. Like, exactly. I was having a conversation. I had a lot of voting events this week, and I was like, y'all making this too cute, too fluffy, too proper, too informed. Like, they don't want to talk to you. And then you mad that the young folks not voting. They don't want to talk to you. And sometimes you're just not the right messenger. Like, right.
There you go.
And be okay with not being the right messenger. Some of our older generation, they feel like, y'all got to respect me, what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's majority,
especially
what I'm saying about our presidents.
Okay.
Maybe not the right messengers. Mm. Basically.
Who, the president's not the right messengers?
I mean, they have the... They supposed to have the bigger voice of it all.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, if they are being ignorant or however you want to call it, just a person that you can't understand.
Yeah.
That's just another person.
So the president got to relate to everybody, all the politicians.
Exactly.
Basically.
So who y'all think they're relating to? Not good.
So
certain things that they say.
Yeah.
Relates to the hood, and certain things that they do relates to the hood. You'll know when you're in the hood when you leave out of Paradise.
Yeah.
You'll know when you're in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just off the Beltway, you can't buy with Farm Juice or Forbin with the big juice, 99-cent juices. Yeah, you can't buy that.
Borden.
You can't buy that.
I never heard of
off the Beltway. The juice that we grew up.
Yes, the 99-cent.
You go in the hood.
Yeah.
They selling us that.
Yeah, that's what they selling us.
You know what I mean? They gonna sell us everything to get us out of here, but not to help
elevate
us. You know what I mean? So like.
So I ask y'all this then: do y'all think voting is for Black people? And
yes.
Why not?
Yes. Yeah. I honestly believe because
that's what can fix our problems if we really get in tune, learn what is, like, who really makes the laws. And we can probably get somebody in here, Tanisha. We can probably get somebody in the office and then, you know, that really know what to do.
Let my cousin become president. And watch.
We just got
to. The hood to the White House.
Right, and watch.
Y'all better act like y'all know.
So y'all agree voting is for Black people. Y'all personally, yourselves may or may not vote. So how do we close that gap? Like, voting is for us, but you personally don't vote. So, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how, and you know, I've been doing a little bit better. Like, most of our events is in the hood.
Right.
And if they not, they had a very nice menu because our people deserve the nicest thing.
Right, exactly.
So it's like, but that's the first part. I think in a couple of years, maybe I can start threading in more. But first, I got to get them out there.
Let me give you a little pat on the back from me to you. You know, okay, I don't vote. But knowing that you're not a president and knowing that what it's called,
the mayor, congressman, or
no? What you?
A nonprofit?
No, the what is it that we don't pay attention to besides the president?
Oh, the local government.
The local government. You preach it so much, I will pay attention to it more.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And others that you touch and be around and do for the hood.
Yeah.
They probably don't
show it
right away, but they paying attention.
Yeah.
They paying attention, man. I promise you.
Yeah. It's real.
Sure.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You a person that people can respect probably more than the president because they actually know you and you a different messenger.
Yeah.
You a different messenger.
How can I train up more messengers? Y'all got to be the messengers.
I mean,
it's because with...
This the start right here.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Exactly.
I didn't put a couple people, start right people right. Yeah, I didn't put a couple people in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
this man, the start.
Nah, bro, you tripping. You thinking about that wrong, bro.
Yeah.
I had a couple people talking. I'm like, oh, whoa. You know,
right. Whoa. Like, let me educate you. Because, like the voter corner, when y'all seen the candidate speak, yeah, they was exactly. in there showing yeah. out.
Exactly.
But it was like... It was the hood kind of first time. And I told them, look around this room. If they didn't show up today, ask me why. Because somebody emailed me and said, well, if I can't speak, then I'm not coming. I said, mixing and mingling is way better than getting up there and speaking.
Yeah, come on.
And I only gave them 90 seconds. So I will say I am trying to, you know, expose because they only come around when it's election time. So I'm trying to even push. It's an election in a couple of weeks. Y'all probably didn't know that. But I'm trying to do like a candidate meet and greet in May. The election not to November. Man, we got to start early so y'all can.
Yeah.
And you only get 90 seconds to talk. The rest of the day, you got to walk around this room and engage with people one-on-one.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not a candidate. That's not my job. My job is to at least get y'all
here.
In the room exactly. and to understand. That's what I'm asking. Like, how do I close that gap, you know?
You on the right path. It's just upscaling it. Like,
Well, how do I get y'all to close that gap? Maybe that's the right thing.
Man. Like I say, man, this right here is a big jump. This is a big step, man. They seen, like how, you know, we refer to boys in the hood. Like,
yeah.
Come on, man. My boys went up there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't do too bad, you know?
Yeah.
She ain't go over their head, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but. A lot of people don't even believe that we probably know this.
Yeah.
Or even stay on this
type
of topic.
Yeah, I will say y'all responses is way more informative or y'all a little bit more educated. Not to say that people are just dumb, but y'all know more about government processes and things. And it could be a reflection of me preaching it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But y'all do know a little bit more. And so it's like, okay, the election coming up in November. It is some elections. Some runoff elections coming up in a couple of weeks, and we got a special election before that. But the election coming up in November, like, the question becomes, are you going to vote, and why not? Are your people going to vote? Are you going to bring somebody to vote with you? Because guess what else is on the ballot? Can y'all tell me something else is on the ballot besides the president in November?
I mean...
Yeah, I didn't vote. Wasn't that voted for?
See,
marijuana to get legalized, all kind of stuff.
Man, no. Nah,
that wasn't on there. Nah.
That was a different. That's when we went to the last.
Okay. You talking about? Oh, okay.
In November.
In November. Oh, yeah, what's beside the president?
Yeah. Do y'all know?
I forgot.
I mean, so this would be something that we've been fighting for all year, or like.
Yeah. So it's the election on November 5th, and we are gonna vote for the president, but. It's some other stuff that's on the ballot. What else is on the ballot?
Like
the House of Representatives.
Bro, I was finna say that. Man, I was finna say that.
I'm saying what's that?
Let me help y'all. It is. It's you got the federal government. Mm-hmm. So U.S. representatives and U.S. senators gonna be on the ballot.
Okay.
In Texas, we only get two senators. Every state only get two senators. One of our senators is on the ballot. Guess who is running for their office again? Do the name Ted Cruz ring a bell? And it's somebody running against Ted Cruz.
Somebody new?
Colin Allred. He's running against Ted Cruz. That's on the ballot. You know, okay, you want to talk about marijuana. Now... And I'm going to break this down real quick, then I'm going to let y'all give some immediate comments or reactions. Marijuana is actually legalized in like 20 other states.
Mm-hmm.
So what that tell you? It's the states that can legalize it. Now, the federal government could do it, but right now they letting the states do it.
Right.
So how are these states getting marijuana legalized? It's the state representatives and the state senators. They the ones who write the laws and vote on them. So that's why I tell people, start paying attention, and we vote for these people.
Mm-hmm.
Did your elected official write the law, or did they vote yes or no? Because now I'm starting to check your records. It's all public information.
Basically.
Let me check, what did you vote on this? Ah, you said no? Okay, cool, I like that. Or ah, you said yes? Ah, we got a problem with this. This how you relate your vote to, I care about marijuana, what are you doing about it? I get to vote for you. And then if enough of us get in there, That's why they don't pay attention to us, because they know we don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The moment we start getting some sense, getting some knowledge. Jeez. And so what else on the ballot? Judges. Our favorite thing.
I was going to say judges.
So many judges on the ballot right now. You got the family judges. So that's child support, custody, divorces. You got the criminal judges. That's the trial level. And you got the appeals. So if you lose your trial and you got
to
get it appealed,
yeah,
do you know we elect these judges?
I never knew that one.
We elect the judges who, and what's the biggest thing for the hood? We are criminalized for so much stuff.
Come on.
Our family. This is real life for us. And I'm saying, like, our life lie in the hands of people. And it's not like it's messed up, because we the ones who put these people in office.
Come on now.
So that's why I'm like, how do I get the hood to really see this? So do I get on social media and just preach this? Nah. Do I send a text message? Do I host an event and then put it on the microphone?
Like what Titus is saying, you on the right path.
Yeah.
It's just upscaling it, you know what I'm saying? The more you doing what you're doing, the more you'll learn about, okay, I can't do this. Okay, they like when I do this. Okay, yeah, I can get them doing this. Okay,
yeah.
So it's more so of a, mm-hmm, as you go, you learn, you know. But you on the right path, though, for sure.
Okay.
I can say that for
sure. Man, look, coming out of the south side of Houston, man.
Exactly.
You divorce.
Basically,
like real shit, bro. Like, you know, we went to high school. You still the principal there. Yeah, 12 years later.
I am not the principal.
Why you not?
You walk through like you the principal.
Why you not?
Okay,
you know the principal there right now?
I do. Look. I haven't met her yet, but...
Why you ain't no people business? What?
I haven't met her yet. But I get what you're saying. But that's a heavy burden. You know, sometimes it's really a heavy burden, because it's like, I get it, but I need my people to get it.
Basically.
And so that's why I brought y'all, like, help me, others, your people understand, like, where is the disconnect? You know, how do I get folks to understand, like, yeah, the president on the ballot, but what do the president do? Now, the president, he appoint judges too, and his judges have lifetime positions.
Right,
exactly.
So it's a lot of stuff going on in America right now. A lot of laws being rolled back. And you wonder, I'm like, okay, what's happening? Well, when it gets to these certain courts, you could tell who appointed who because of the decisions they made. Mm-hmm. Then the highest court of the land, Supreme Court. I'll leave it at that.
I just got an idea. Okay. I just seen something real quick.
Come on, give me the idea.
You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, like, from every podcast that you do from here,
yeah,
take your little skit, little quote, boom. Give me that. I need to see that every morning.
Every morning.
I mean, it's like, put it out there as a scripture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put it out there as people, a video.
Like I do my fitness videos. Because my fitness videos want a little vibe.
You got you.
Hey, you been in that gym. Man. I've been seeing you in that gym.
Don't start, Titus.
Hey, he's gone. He's got it going, right? But yeah,
little brother. Like, hey.
That's the start of it.
We are the wave of the social media.
Yeah.
So messages that the government trying to get out right now, they still trying to send it through the social media.
Yeah, they are.
But we are the way. They not.
Yeah.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm telling you, man. So just by this right here, seeing us on here, man, we're going to repost it. And
yeah,
It's going to go.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
Well, I asked one, I guess, maybe last question. I'll have two. One is, what can the government do better, if anything?
man.
I need to let that money go.
I was just finna say.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Y'all seen how good the hood was when Trump gave everybody that money, man. Everybody was happy. Everybody was happy. Everybody tripping.
Why you just open up
but
a nobody, can of sardines?
No.
Hold on.
We talking about for
a can of sardines.
With no problems for about a good month. Then when that other one came around, it was back good.
Hold on.
I know.
Cause hold on.
I ain't got nothing to say.
Before we wrap this up, we gotta tap into it. Just for a little minute. When who did what?
when Trump signed off.
Yeah, well, not Trump. My
fault. Because we didn't have this conversation before.
When Trump signed off, because he ain't do nothing. Yet. That way ain't our money, you know what I mean?
He what, Titus?
He free yet.
So, y'all, all right, sure. This is, now, we are nonpartisan. So, they can vote for it and talk about whoever they want. But I truly want to know, why do y'all rock with Trump the way y'all say y'all do?
Honestly, even if he didn't actually do nothing for the hood,
yeah,
the way he made the hood feel, no president have ever done that. And I mean, what's his name, man?
The current one or before him? Clinton?
Clinton.
Nope, not even Clinton, man. The one that, there you go. Kennedy, man. He was the only one reaching out to us, trying to get close to us.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Whoop.
Come on now. Now, we got Trump in the building.
So you, how now, he made y'all feel? Like, what he do to make y'all feel?
It's just he, it's a mind thing for the hood.
Yeah.
So.
He say little stuff.
He say little things and things happen for the hood.
Yeah.
But it got his image behind it. Like he did do something. Even if he didn't do nothing.
That's how untapped in the hood is.
You know?
Yeah.
And anybody from the hood right now, 90%, they voting for Trump.
Yeah. If they go
Trump
vote.
Gonna win.
Man, they vote for Trump off river right now. Trump is still their president. Biden got no respect right now in the hood.
Okay. Okay, that's your response. Okay, Ty, did you want to, or do you agree, you know, you second that?
Man, you know, Uncle Trump, man, he looked hot, man. I can't say that, man. Nah, I'll be getting Tanisha mad though. But for real though, Kanye 2024, he wouldn't let me. He wouldn't know nothing.
You're gonna make me read you about Kanye now. I might leave you with Donald Trump, but that Kanye. Yeah. Frank, why you think you or the hood support Donald Trump?
All right. Well, like, I got agreements with DA. You know, he know how to get on that mic and say, you know, certain things, you know, that make the hood feel good to where, all right, he looking out for us. One thing I can say, Donald Trump, you racist. Racist. I don't like that about you, racist. That's the only thing I don't like about you.
So we don't draw the line. We don't draw the line.
He don't like black people. He don't like black people. He talks so bad about black people. I don't like that.
So the hood should be like.
I know, but look, that's the hood.
I will whoop
him. The hood is settled. The hood is the hood for a reason.
Okay, here's my, or Tyce, what you was going to say?
Nah, I was going to say, I don't think he just racist because people is really whatever you talk, but he is kind of prejudiced. Well, not kind of, he is prejudiced. God. That's different. Because it's like,
yeah, that's a little
it's like,
right,
it's like, you know,
I see what you're saying.
Like, people like fried chicken.
Exactly. That's like I see you going.
I mean,
prejudice.
You can't say that, but yeah. That's prejudice.
You
like,
he like say, fried chicken.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Hold on.
But,
but so we don't draw the line at racism or prejudice.
Nah.
Because. Okay.
It's really what we'll you talk. You only know what online. You talk. I don't hold nothing against people because it's like,
well, cause
you
y'all
never
remember
know what
the,
they got to see.
Y'all remember
the good
them
side.
Boys they got?
Yeah, the mm-hmm.
The phone.
The New York? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that. I ain't like that part about him either.
He got on national TV and
yeah,
said,
I ain't like. I was going to say that too. I ain't like that either about him. Yeah. That came out, I said, oh, that was Trump.
That wasn't prejudice. But
that was racist. Yeah.
He was, yeah.
That was
but
racist.
But here's what I'm going to say. This is, and tell me if this is true or not. This is why I feel like the hood rock with Donald Trump. It ain't necessarily that he said stuff to make the hood feel good. He just was so real about what he said.
What's going on?
Donald Trump didn't follow no political rules.
He
said what he said. He meant what he said. He didn't fit this political box. And I think his authenticity and transparency made the hood feel like, this a real nigga around here. Now, the stuff that he was saying, nobody was, what a hood, I'll say this, and let me know if I'm wrong, right? I feel like the hood didn't really pay attention to what was coming out of his mouth
you perfectly
so
right.
much as, like, he got on national TV and stood on business. So now I feel like right. I'm rocking with him. Basically. So if Joe Biden was to get up there.
Biden ain't standing on business.
So is it true that what y'all really looking for is somebody who look like, even if they don't look like it, if somebody talk like us, like then y'all would feel more comfortable voting for
it. I feel like the hood will, yeah, for sure.
Man, to this, I tell
it's
you,
like a comfortability.
I gotta get up in there and be like, so yeah.
Go in there and go against all. Hey, you can't go in there and cuss. You gotta go up there. Hey, look.
That's what it is.
Hey, y'all tripping right now. I do be talking to y'all a little bit like that.
Nah, they gonna let you make it. But when you get in there,
nah, for sure.
And then it's
I
like,
can't fold.
Nah, you stand on business.
You gotta stand on business.
That's why I'm not running for office. But so this is what I feel like. This is what the hood is looking for. Like,
just they gonna miss the whole message, but
is it enough people that's looking for that? I honestly think, truly, I think that's the direction that the whole country going. I think our generation, you gotta understand the seniors,
you right.
They ain't gonna be here too much longer, you know. Right. It's us, we changing the way, like, y'all know a big thing when people run for office is how much money you raise. We don't know nothing about that. We could. I'm looking at, who did you come talk to me before you asked me to vote for you?
Right, right.
You know, so it's like campaign money and stuff don't really register with us. So I feel like the direction that our country is going in is the younger generation. We not doing all that traditional policy.
Right, right, right.
We looking for the untraditional.
Basically.
We gotta put our mouth behind that vote.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's what a tradition.
The message is coming out tougher. Yeah. Than what it did before.
I mean, look at all the people's social media pages. Like,
oh yeah,
Whataburger and them, they be talking crazy.
Man, yeah,
if the politicians got on there doing that,
they feel like we can do this, man. Come on.
Yeah, everybody, but that's black culture driving it. But black culture not driving the vote. Yeah.
That's what we trying to aim at, y'all. Get in these polls.
In the polls.
And vote,
time
bro.
To vote, y'all.
Come on. Y'all don't see what's going on?
Y'all better tap in on
this. Nah, all I'm so I can vote. But vote for who? Nah, I can't. Y'all can't say that. Don't say that. Y'all gonna say y'all don't know anyways.
Who you feel is right.
Yeah. Pay attention.
How do you find out about
Kanye?
Where do you go?
What do you, I mean.
About candidates?
Just follow Engage Voters.
I was just about to say.
We got a page on Instagram called Engage Voters.
Period.
Follow. Tap in.
We said Engage Voters. We should have that thing pop up under.
Okay, we'll make sure.
Yeah. Engage
Voters.
I need
on the screen.
Right here, down here.
Right here.
You're going to have about five different Engage Voters.
Well, any final words y'all want to leave for the people, for the hood, because this is From the Hood to the Polls. Any final words or thoughts?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? This is fine. I mean, this episode one, you know what I'm saying? We knocked it out the park, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all scared to come up here and holler at my cousin. Y'all think she gonna go over y'all head. I mean, just let it flow, man. You know, everything is everything. You know, there ain't no right or wrong answer. We just up here politicking, that's all.
Period.
That's all it is. That's all it is.
Because at the end of the day,
man, just
the day got to end.
Come on, man.
Ah.
We up here, we on that good tequila. Good yang, wow, wow, zuzu. I mean, shout out Betty Boo again, man.
For the boys in the hood.
Hey, Nano.
Hey. Hey. Man, you know, it's our family, man. You know, it's our love.
Thank you, man.
Get the message, understand the message.
Yeah.
Pay attention to the message.
Period.
Basically.
And the messenger. Real.
In the
messenger.
Real. My final words, follow Engage Voters. Now, Tanisha events, now they different, y'all.
Oh.
So the first event, just make sure you there, because the first one going to be like a bike ride, go vote or something to go vote or something. Make sure you there, because the second one, she might take you to a club or something, have a food truck out there, free everything, get you a free drink, free plate. Yeah, she gonna look
and
out for you just because you registered to vote or voted or something. So we just got to learn the people more and just learn what it is, like what they do. And
some of them might be at the events.
Yeah. We can ask them, like, what do you control? Like, can you fix this pothole that keep giving me a flat? Like,
purpose,
you know, stuff like that.
Actually, hands on when you, my fault.
So. So we just get more active. And with Tanisha Hill, I'm telling y'all, she on it. She gonna pay you to come have fun, like just to go vote, do something that you
ain't gonna pay you, but I will pay for things.
But food, drink, that's how you go out.
That's all you need.
Same thing.
And hookah.
You getting paid, same thing.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah. Thank y'all.
So.
Yeah, paid.
All right. Me, but yeah. Like Ty White saying, man, y'all just basically tap in with engaged voters. She got something real serious going on out here, bro. She not out here for fun. This ain't no play. She got a goal that she is trying to reach. She got a project that she is, you know, trying to accomplish. So when it come down to voting, you can't play with faith. She own it. You know, if you got any questions, answers, we got engaged voters. Go follow them on Instagram, man.
Period.
The thing is, y'all got to pay attention. Y'all got to tap in. You know, if y'all want to, if you want to go this route, you know, this ain't for everybody. That's one thing I'm going to say. It ain't for everybody. But
you think voting not for everybody or just being involved with the nonprofit?
Politics,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The non, you know,
I
the
agree.
Politics, everything, you know.
But
some
voting
people don't
should
even
be
pay
for
attention.
Everybody.
Voting should, yeah. That's one thing I'm not going to promote. Voting should, everybody should vote. Everybody
yeah,
should vote.
But you ain't got to
everybody
be
should vote. But, yeah. Like I'm saying, it's not for everybody, you know. But then again, at the end of the day, it's all going to come back on you, how you live, you know, how you, yeah. How everything come back on you. So, yeah, I'm going to leave here with basically, y'all tap in with my faith.
Thank you.
It's the first episode. We came up here, we did our thing. Period. I don't know if no other episode gonna top this one right here. I'm just saying.
Period. Well, thank y'all so much. Tune in for the rest of the season. We have For the Culture and different components of the Black community. This is From the Hood to the Polls. You done got a good taste of Boys in the Hood. We coming from Sunnyside, Texas, Southeast Houston. And thank y'all for tapping in, and we'll see y'all in about a week and a half.
Yeah. Hey. Shout out Yasmin.
Shout out to our podcast
yeah,
production manager.
Shout out to Marie, man.